This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones, and now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, you've got me for the next hour, and, you know, I've been writing about this for the last 15 years, and here we are. We're actually in this revolutionary moment now. It sort of reads like some of my novels, which at the time were considered hyperbolic and, you know, fiction that could never happen, not in the United States of America, but it is happening. And during this hour, I'm going to zoom in to, like, you know, Antifa tactics and then zoom out to the historical perspective and zoom even further out to, you know, who benefits from this situation. And starting right now at the very macro, there's no doubt that the globalists and the Chinese communists are both fomenting this. Both of them think that they will come out on top. The Chinese communists think that the globalists are useful idiots, capitalists who are selling them the rope to hang, you know, the rest of the world with. And the globalists think that there is just a almost like a religious reformation going on globally. And it's a secular religion, but they're as fanatical as any religious zealots ever were, and that they have to destroy the concept of the nation state. Open borders for population flow, open borders for trade. They'll benefit, the globalists think, because they'll run the entire economic order. Meanwhile, the Chinese tiger is looking at them and saying, do lots of my work for me, and we'll be around to collect the pieces when the shooting is all over, when the shooting and dying is all over. Watching David's show the last hour, obviously, he's dead on the money. We are going to see things that, if you think that the first half of 2020 was amazing, some people say the first few months of 2020 were like a decade. Well, we're just gearing up. The election isn't until November, and the election is really going to be the battle, the main battle of our lifetime, because after the unfortunate death of George Floyd, you know, with the knee on his neck, this was taken as the go code, the activation code for Marxists all over the world. Now, they can at various times come right out and call themselves Marxists, and at other times they retreat behind camouflage using cutout foundations and organizations. But when you watch the money, you see where it comes from. The money comes from these globalist corporations that are working hand in glove with the Chinese communists. You know, companies like Google and YouTube that would love to absolutely crush the last vestige of freedom. And make no doubt, America is the last citadel. America is the redoubt. If you think that America can collapse into anarchy and then tyranny, either from the left or the right, and the rest of the world will be unscathed, that you can take off to Uruguay or New Zealand, and your life will just go on placidly as before. If America goes down, then countries like Uruguay or New Zealand will be picked off like low-hanging fruit. They won't last a decade. They'll be gone too. So this really is the battle. And this is the period where I would compare it to 1920s Germany when the street fighting begins. It's no coincidence that Antifa uses the same communist-inspired logo as the communists who were engaged in the street fighting against the National Socialists in the 1920s. It's no coincidence. It's the same people. It's flowered at the roots of continued generation upon generation. They've won the long march through the institutions. They've turned our children against their own country. And now we're going to reap the bitter fruit. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next segment.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like a Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
About the historical roots of Antifa. Speaking about the historical roots of Antifa from the 1920s, a century, all the way through till the 2020s. Antonio Gramsci was an Italian communist in the early part of the 20th century that was actually, in the long run, a lot smarter than Lenin and Stalin. They believed that they could crush the world with communism just using subversion tactics, infiltrating agents, creating chaos. Gramsci understood that countries like Italy had too much love of their own patria. They loved their church. They loved their culture, their language. They weren't going to be taken in by, you know, Boris and Natasha sneaking in and committing sabotage and assassination. And that's exactly what happened. You know, that at the end of World War II, it looked like the red sickle was going to sweep across Europe, but we stopped it. People didn't want to be forced into communist subjugation. Antonio Gramsci, along with the Fabians in England and the Frankfurt School in Germany, which was transplanted to the American university system, they understood that to collapse the West, it had to be an inside job. They had to take over all of our cultural institutions, our education system, and spread this rot, this communist rot, all through every layer of our society, so that eventually, when the crisis came, Americans wouldn't even defend America. You know, I use the analogy of the parasitic wasp. I don't know if any of you have ever seen this meme, but the Soviet Union, when we think of winning the Cold War, did the Soviet Union lose? Perhaps. They're gone. But what they did while they were in a powerful communist subversion force, they spread the poison into our body. So that our children are coming out of our universities as little Maoist Red Guards. Make no mistake, that's what this is. This is something completely new in America, where, I mean, I have relatives who do not defend the First Amendment. When they hear about Zero Hedge and the Federalist being, you know, taken or attempted to be taken down by NBC and Google, they cheer for it. They think that right-wingers are so dangerous that we shouldn't be given a platform. They are so brainwashed that they actually are encouraging these monuments being taken down. And so this is another thing about blowing up our education system. We have children that have no historical background. They can't put a context on any of this. All they can hear is, this guy owned slaves, therefore the statue has to come down. Nowhere in their education are they taught that slavery existed throughout human history in every culture on every continent, and that it was the English and later the Americans who stamped it out and abolished it. I mean, it was Europeans that went into Africa in the 19th and 20th century and stamped it out. You know, slavery was still legal in Saudi Arabia and several African countries until the 1960s. And now it's making a comeback in some countries like Mauritania and Libya, open slave markets. But our children do not get any of that historical context. This is sort of like Cambodia in the 70s, starting with a year zero. We're going to only accept perfect human beings. But let me tell you, there's a danger to this for everyone, because eventually it could come to the point that only vegans can be memorialized. Anybody who was ever a, you know, bloodthirsty meat eater, his statue will have to be torn down. That would include Martin Luther King and others. It never ends once you get into this purity spiral of, you know, the Jacobin French Revolution style ever greater demands for perfect equality. It doesn't end. It doesn't end until the cannibals have feasted on each other and the society has collapsed. Or the other way it can end is with a right-wing reaction and getting a General Pinochet. And this is a very dangerous period we're in, because right now we have generals who are in collaboration, I'm convinced, people like Petraeus, McRaven on the outside, people like Milley on the inside, that are outwardly showing disloyalty to the commander-in-chief. It's been a hallmark of our country that we elect presidents and the military abides by their decisions. And we have a general of the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who is submitting and bowing the knee. In a sense, he pulled a Drew Brees. Yeah, he pulled a Oklahoma State University coach. He got down and he begged for forgiveness for walking with Trump to a church that the Antifa communists had tried to burn down just two blocks from the White House. And imagine a Civil War general saying, "I'm sorry, I can't walk with Lincoln." That would be seen as political. It's insane. There were warlike conditions around the very White House. Something like 60 Secret Service personnel were injured, some grievously, by having, you know, like 5-pound and 10-pound bricks thrown at them en masse. We don't hear anything about this. We are rapidly reaching a 1920s Germany moment where there's going to be open street fighting with guns. We've already seen just an inkling of it. This was, I think, 2 days ago in Albuquerque, where the police are refusing to defend any civil property, not your jewelry store, not a statue. The police are out of it. They're standing down. So it was left to volunteer self-appointed civilian militia to try to defend the statue of a conquistador in Albuquerque. The mob outnumbered the self-appointed militia. They were driven away. One of the people that was attending was, you know, at the point of being beaten to death and knifed, and he defended himself with a pistol. So it's getting that close. In South Philadelphia, Italians are defending the Christopher Columbus statue. They're saying, "You'll have to come through us if you want to take down that statue." And they're carrying guns. I mean, this is something new in America. And we're only in the early innings of this. We've got this. We still have this pandemic rolling through where they're going to possibly try locking down, which nobody will ever believe now. The lockdown is never going to happen again. Doesn't mean you have to go to a restaurant if you don't want to. But restaurants are going to say the hell with being closed by law when you allow rioters to smash windows, you know, and do anything that they want. So this is absolutely a moment in history when you have to be on the alert. If you're even driving, you know, across a freeway or downtown avenue, you're going to have to be on the alert that you could be stopped in traffic and yanked out of your car and beaten in the United States of America. And the Marxist mainstream media has to take a lot of the blame for this, because they have absolutely been pouring gasoline on the flames of this racial hatred. You know, if you look at the actual data and numbers of white on black crime compared to black on white crime, it's completely out of proportion to reality. But the media puts the telescope on the incidents that do happen and just whip and whip and whip the racial fervor to the point where elderly people are just getting beaten on the sidewalk or in stores. People are being yanked out of cars. And the saying is, get the whitey. I mean, this is crazy in this country that it's coming to this. But we have got to be ready for what's coming next, because we're just starting to see the beginning of the kinetic phase of what's going to happen between now and November. Because believe me, the White House is the great prize. If Biden somehow, if his senile carcass is dragged over the finish line and he is elected, we are going to see this country run by the Obamas, by Valerie Jarrett, you know, by the Black Lives Matter and Antifa supporting senators. This is absolutely going to be the end of the country as we know it. And I'll get back to the next part of this right after.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, we're back with our pre-revolutionary chat. What's the purpose of this Battle of the Monuments? Why is this happening, not only in America, but across the United Kingdom and even in Europe? What's happening? This is a Maoist year zero where everything that comes before is demolished. In England, they've even vandalized a statue of Robert the Bruce, you know, the Braveheart figure, who had never saw a black person in his life, probably didn't even know that Africa existed. So we're rapidly just getting into a thing about the white master having to come down, period, from any era on any country. And this is absolutely going to lead to a race war. And the people fomenting this, there are useful idiots, but many of them are just totally evil. They understand it, and they want it to happen. It's a saying ascribed to Lenin, the worse, the better. The worse the conditions, the better it is for creating a revolution. The people have to be hungry. There have to be food riots before people will actually, you know, storm the governor's mansions and storm the political buildings. Not just a handful of Antifa, but the large scale of the population. Now, in our country, less than 15% of people are black, so a race war, just based on the numbers, might not go so well for anybody who is, you know, who is stoking this racial hatred. But it doesn't matter. The outcome of this period of the strife is not what's key. It's just reducing America to anarchy and strife and civil war. If America is tearing itself apart, this will absolutely benefit, most of all, the Chinese communists. We will be unable to protect Taiwan or allies in the Philippines or Malaysia or other areas that may be of interest to China while we are ripping our own throats out like wild cats in a sack. China will have a free hand everywhere that it pleases. So the people that are stirring up this hatred, they don't care if it turns out that there's a right-wing reaction and a brutal military dictatorship, or if it turns out to be a left-wing Maoist revolution with a cultural revolution and gulags. That's not the point. They don't care. They want to see America wrecked. And when this ship of state is driven at full speed onto the reef, they don't really care if it gets stuck on the rocks or if it sinks in deep water or breaks up in five pieces. They just want to see America wrecked. And you've got, you know, outside of the people that are knowingly, willingly doing this, you have, as always, a much bigger cadre of useful idiots. Thanks to the Gramscian long walk through the institutions and the deliberate sabotage of our educational standards to crank out little communists, we now have, you know, untold millions of useful idiots willing to march in the street once they're sufficiently provoked and whipped up by our Marxist mainstream media. Now, at the macro level, we see this with people just sending money to Black Lives Matter, even though the money's going into private hands or to the Democrats. And at the smallest local level, you'll see thousands of people turn out for a march. And if you look at this graphic that's up right now, I made that today, you can see that the red in the center, these are the actual Antifa hardcore cadres. These are the trained operatives. These are the guys that are wearing black, that have the ear thing, that are you know, using tactical radios and burner phones. These are guys that are employing very sophisticated cell structure with with like little squads and captains and colonels that are driving around in vehicles with the radio cell phone jammers and other sophisticated equipment. This is actually happening. The guy that you see actually smashing the window with a skateboard, he's like a private. He's a foot soldier. But there's a chain of command all the way up to a person leading the entire riot. Now, you can see on this graphic, the green ring is the useful idiots. But right around the actual Antifa cadre, which might only be, you know, 20 to 40 people, you have a support. They know that they're defending Antifa, and they'll get in the way of police. They'll block cameras. You know, they're not actually going to smash a window or throw a Molotov cocktail. But they know they're there to be human shields. The useful idiots are also human shields, and they don't even know it. But when the police are so stretched that, say, 100 police have to mind a herd of 10,000 marchers, it's impossible for them to contain it. So there are all these gaps where the Antifa hardcore can dash out through their useful idiot shield and smash windows. That's signal number one. When a window is smashed by that harmless skateboard, so we all by now know that the front wheels of a skateboard, when used like a bat, are like a perfect window breaker on police cars or on storefront windows. So once the window is broken, then the useful idiots who are in a looting mode, they rush in. This diverts attention for the police. The police don't know what to do. They can't really make mass arrests. There's too many people at once. And these little probes can be striking out in multiple directions, as we've seen. Then once the looting phase is finished, the Antifa fire crew comes in and sets the store on fire. That's the progression. Broken windows, looting, fires. With, off in the flanks, other teams setting arson fires just as diversion attacks. This is not some random spontaneous behavior. These people are trained. These people have gone to camps. They have unbelievable amount of unity and discipline. Now, they're all mostly, you know, beta males and SJW chicks, but that makes them no less dangerous because they will follow orders. They actually believe in something. You could say that in the 20th century and the 21st century, the most successful by far evangelizing religion, even more than Islam, is Marxism-Leninism, even when they camouflage the title. I mean, how is it that we are cranking out millions from our best universities, millions of people whose goal is to destroy the country that nurtured them? I mean, this is an amazing, amazing time. And because college output is also the input for the military and for our intelligence services and even our FBI, now we see that we can't even trust our generals who are selected by the Senate, you know, from the colonel's list. There is put forward to the Senate for a vote, so it becomes very political in our country when the generals that rise to the top are generally the deep state, you know, guys who are looking forward to, you know, double and triple dipping on a couple of corporate war bucks boards after they retire. They pay in advance while they're on active duty with a wink and a nod that after they get their 20 or their 25 years in, they're going to go to work for the company that they've been shoveling the contracts towards. It's sick and it's incestuous, even within our military, not in the lower ranks, but the leadership of our military is not going to be there if they're needed. So what's going to happen next? Okay, between now and the election, when we come back after this break, I'm going to talk about the steps that are going to happen next and how you can interpret them.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You know, to tell you the truth, if you want to see a couple of handbooks about what's going to happen next, you know, I've been writing about this now for 15 years, and it's coming, it's happening. Another book that I highly recommend, I could be here all day recommending books, but you can get this on Amazon Used Marketplace for a couple bucks. This is called The Dirty War by Martin Dillon, and it's about the battle between the Brits and the IRA from the 1960s through the 1990s. A lot of what's going to happen has already happened. You know, the differences between the fight between the IRA and the Brits at the urban guerrilla warfare level the differences are mainly technological. They didn't have cell phones. We do. Okay. They didn't have the internet. We do. But those technological factors work for both sides, the sword and the shield, the both side, you know, the enemies and the antagonists and protagonists. They all benefit from and suffer from the same technological advances. So they kind of cancel each other out, like in a numerical equation. What's left to learn from that is the incredible amount of duplicity, the lying, the backstabbing, the double and triple dealing, you know, with false agents, false informants. It's an unbelievable snake pit when you get into a dirty civil war. I mean, it's like trying to find the correct tail or head in a barrel full of rattlesnakes, you know, that are all squirming around together. People will lie. People will do false flag operations. Governments will run dirty programs like I have in my novels. Governments will have secret units that they absolutely deny the existence of. They will swear there is no such thing as that unit, and that unit will be going out and snatching people and putting them into secret detention centers. Absolutely guaranteed. That's if they're even trying to be efficient and effective. Another dirty war that had a lot of similar manifestations and maybe even more apropos to what we're going to experience is the Argentina dirty war of the 1970s. You know, with clandestine interrogation centers, assassinations of the families of military officers. That's what a dirty war is all about. It will make you, you know, yearn for the good old days of the North versus South Civil War, when there was some level of chivalry, where civilians were not intentionally targeted, you know, where bombs weren't planted in churches. What's going to be coming is going to be very ugly. And a lot of the operations will be false flag operations. In the British war between, you could loosely say, the British military and the SAS versus the official and provisional IRA and other groups, both sides used a tremendous amount of false flag bombings. They planted bombs in their own territory to blame on their enemy. This is absolutely to be expected. When you see somebody sniped, always ask yourself, who benefits? If the result of a sniping or a bombing is that the media can fan up hatred against the conservatives, then you can bet it was probably a false flag operation committed by the leftists. And as this progresses, there will be action and reaction from both sides. And it's almost just as likely when a sniping happens or a bomb goes off that it will be a false flag, because they work. And you will have public officials absolutely swearing that they know nothing about some special unit which is working with some secret militia or some secret left-wing militia like the John Brown Gun Club. People will absolutely swear there's no connection whatsoever between, hypothetically, a Seattle Police Department Special Intelligence Unit and John Brown Gun Club. They absolutely, they don't even know who they are. But this is ridiculous. And I would expect in this environment, with so many of our law enforcement having come out of college as indoctrinated Marxists, I would expect that the FBI is not going to particularly be on our side. I don't know if you missed it, but last week in Washington, the FBI agents with their tactical gear on took a knee in support of the Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist outfit. I mean, it was founded by Marxist revolutionaries. They make no bones about it. Their goal is to destroy the United States of America as a constitutional republic. That's their goal. And there are so many useful brainwashed idiots in this country that reflexively, because of what they see repeated on the media, they just say, oh, of course I support Black Lives Matters. I mean, this is a classic example of a wolf in sheep's clothing, and it's effective. I mean, look at this FBI operation that you would imagine that if pallets of bricks had been dropped off on the same day in a dozen different cities on routes where marches were going to take place, even though they weren't scheduled, they weren't, you know, like written in anybody's diary, if pallets of bricks were dropped off in a dozen cities to be picked up by protest marchers, how hard would that be for the FBI to figure that out? You need a truck with a special lift or a little crane. You need, there's invoices, there's a electronic paper trail. These bricks aren't just falling out of the sky. Yet somehow, the same FBI, which was led by Comey and Strzok and Page and traitors like that, that same FBI at the lower level that Sean Hannity assures us every night that 99% of them are just the best, most patriotic Americans. Well, I've got news for you. If Page and Strzok and Comey graduated from the FBI Academy 15 or 20 years ago, do you think that they're making more patriotic Americans that are coming out of college and going into the FBI, or less patriotic? I mean, it churned my guts to see FBI agents taking a knee for Black Lives Matter with the FBI logo on their tactical vests. It disgusted me. And you're telling me that they can't crack the case of pallets of bricks all being delivered in a dozen cities? That is the essence of a federal crime. Or maybe some people will say, well, Matt, it takes a while to investigate these things. Look, when you're trying to put out a fire, you've got to move and make some decisive arrests. You've got to grab some of the leaders. Somebody made a decision to drop off all those bricks. You know, there were conversations that I'm sure they can be found. And there are email contacts and conversations. And if the FBI doesn't arrest people for those bricks, then there is no FBI. Or they're working for the other side. And that is a key ingredient of a dirty war, because you're going to have the totally selective use of law enforcement to punish your political allies and to protect punish your political enemies and punish your enemies and sound like Joe Biden now. But listen, when you can't trust law enforcement, or they've been so demoralized that they take themselves out of the picture, we're going to see a devolution into total anarchy. If you heard about Atlanta last night with all the police sick on the blue flu sick out, how long will it take criminals to figure out that gun store or jewelry store? Nobody's going to come if I bust in there tonight. This is going to spread. This is why the FBI needs to make key arrests immediately, as soon as possible. Because this is going to spread. And once the store owners realize there are no police, there's going to be a lot of dead bodies on sidewalks near broken windows and near statues. That's the next thing that's going to happen. Some Americans are going to say, well, I can't protect that Columbus statue by myself when 100 Antifa come, but I can sure make it painful for them to be the guy climbing up on top with the cable. Real painful. And that's what the kind of thing we're going to see next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Final segment and the wrap up. We left you off with my hypothesis that things are about to get sporty in a kinetic way. The Albuquerque shooting was just like a little hors d'oeuvre, an appetizer. There was also somebody, I think in Portland, ran over a couple protesters, actually just refused to stop when they got in front of his car. Which to me is a Darwin Award. I mean, if you're on a public street, as far as I'm concerned, even in Portlandistan, if you want to stop my car, you better be a police officer. If you're just some, you know, face-pierced thug standing in front of my car, that's why I have a high-clearance SUV. I'm not stopping. In the first days of Minneapolis, there was actually a tanker truck driver on I-35 where there were hundreds of people in front of him. And he slowed down and got up a little speed and slowed down, and I could only imagine what was going through his mind. If I stop, I might become Reginald Denny, brain damaged with a cinder block. If I run over them, I'll be a mass murderer. But this is the kind of decision that's coming. And when you're out in traffic, you better be thinking of escape routes. Never stop without room to accelerate out. Never stop bumper to bumper in traffic. Just don't do it. You got any concerns at all, leave that 12 or 15 feet so you can get up some speed and swerve out of danger, because this is coming. So what's going to happen next? I can only speak about some small units, some small conservative paramilitary units that I have hypothetically heard about. But they don't, they're not in contact at any kind of a national level. There is no, like, Antifa overall organization. It doesn't exist. Security is the primary factor to consider in any kind of a little trust group. And I'm talking a group of between 2 and 10 at the outside. These are people that have known each other for many years, like brothers. If anybody showed up and tried to join or hung around and said, hey, I hear you and some guys that go out shooting, they would absolutely say, I have no idea what you're talking about. But any counteraction to Antifa is going to take place at this small unit level where an operation will happen against, for example, somebody taking down a statue of Jefferson or Washington. Somebody is going to be plinked, if I can put it that way. I'm just guessing, hypothetically. But there are other operations that are also going to happen because of just studying the last month, the last couple weeks. You can see that people have been followed home. People have been followed home from rallies, conservatives, by Antifa, you know, undercover. The black, guys in black are just their privates. They're meant to be seen. The guys who are not wearing the black, they may have something like this hidden with a hood over it, but they're not meant to be seen. And then you've got guys in vehicles that are run that are like flankers or recon elements. They also constitute a quick reaction force in case the conservatives did get a little too aggressive. They'll have people that can rush in vehicles. This has already been displayed. Of course, you'll never see this in the mainstream media. You have to pick this up in, you know, alternate media. But there have been people followed home. Houses have been attacked. Cars have been attacked. People have had their homes vandalized. It's a small step from there to the Molotov cocktail. Now, a note about the Molotov cocktails. Historically, up until really right now, like this year, the rule of engagement for somebody getting ready to throw a Molotov cocktail is that you can shoot them on site. On site. You don't have to wait to be set on fire or your house set on fire or your shop set on fire. If somebody is standing outside of your shop, your home, or next to you on the street and they're lighting a Molotov, that constitutes a deadly threat right then, period. Shoot them. That was always the law enforcement rule of engagement, and that's why arson attacks used to be rare. Now the police have been so hamstrung that somebody has to be caught with a car full of Molotov cocktails to even be booked. But the actual guy standing there on the sidewalk with it in his hand on film, that used to be a target of opportunity. And as the police are demoralized, not only defunded, but demoralized to the point where all they do is get in their squad car, drive off to a shady spot behind the Dunkin' Donuts and wait out their shift. You know, these cops aren't going to be a factor. It's going to be the rooftop Koreans that are going to be a factor in terms of static defense. But then expanding upon a static defense will be people that are anticipating Antifa moves and are setting up and what you might call an overwatch position, where they can either make a target of opportunity kinetically or with binoculars and with technical radio means, figure out who the bosses of these Antifa squads are and follow them home. Another type of operation will be what I would call a bait operation, where you can predict that if you send somebody into or near the Antifa, they will be followed home, like a woman who is waving an American flag. She got followed home, her tires cut. Well, you can do a bait operation where you lure those Antifa followers right down an alley and, as they used to say, give them what for? Extremely violently. Because if the police are going to step out of the equation, and that is part of the overall plan right now, is to demoralize and get the police just to stand down, conservatives aren't just going to watch their country taken over. There's a meme out there and a saying, genocides happen against an unarmed population. Civil wars happen when there's an armed population. And there's never been a civil war in history that I'm aware of where millions upon millions of people were armed as well as law enforcement or the military at the small unit level with weapons that can reach out many hundreds of yards with great precision. It's never happened. You know, there's a saying about Switzerland. It's never been invaded by a foreign power. Well, it's also never had a tyrant rise to power because the Swiss have a culture of marksmanship. And they, you know, take their battle weapons home after their brief military service. So with the Antifa and BLM that are trying to stoke this racial or class war, they may not really understand what they're getting in for. Absolutely, the useful idiots have no idea. They'll believe whatever Don Lemon and Cuomo tell them on television, Rachel Maddow. They'll believe anything. The useful idiots will believe anything. But the Antifas that are LARPing as urban terrorists, they really don't have a clue because they're going up against hundreds of thousands of Americans that from Vietnam and the wars in the Middle East on have made a very close study of insurgency and counterinsurgency operations, of operating in an urban guerrilla environment, have like a PhD in it. Then they go back home and they run a machine shop or they become a lawyer, but they never forgot those skills. And they're watching their country be figuratively shat upon and peed upon by these communist terrorists that our communist professors have been mass producing, and they don't like it a bit. They really don't like it a bit. Now, if you want to read more about where this can go, I would recommend my own long essay. It gets suppressed. Websites disappear and they come back up. But right now, currently, you can read my essay called When the Music Stops, How America's Cities Will Explode in Violence. You can read it on American Partisan. And if you want to see some of the tactics that I think are going to be coming into play, I dig pretty deep into them. This is the entire escalation, the scale of escalation on both sides, where it's going to take us. I think we're well into it, and I don't see any way of turning this off because the Marxists see the November election as do or die. They will absolutely take nothing off the table in terms of tactics. Nothing. So all the surprises we've seen in the first half of 2020, expect more surprises. Get your rifle zeroed. Make sure you've got your preps laid in. Harden your house because the Antifa are coming home. They're not just going to be at the statue. They're going to be going through their target list. There have already been, reports about law enforcement officers' homes being reconned. These are all preliminary steps. And before I go, I'd like to mention my novels that are all about this are available. You have to go to Amazon if you want to get Kindle or Audible. But if you want to get the printed hard copy book that can never be deleted by the NSA or Jeff Bezos, you can get them straight from me. And the information's on my website. But we are going into a terrible time, America. And we'll see how it turns out.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.